you'll be aligning as you go.
Yeah, that's true. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Read the Room podcast. It's your host, Baby K underscore Kisaka underscore on Instagram. And today I am joined with... Introduce yourself, bro.
Joseph. I won't tell you my Instagram yet. Depending on how this pod is going to go.
Yeah,
Joseph. If it goes good, then yeah, my Instagram can be out there.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You hide it from us, man. But Joseph is a very good friend of mine. Decided to join me in a special... This is a special episode, of course. We will jump right into it. This has been... Before we get there, let's just quickly, two of us. How's your week been?
Yeah, week has been good. Busy. Work is always busy, but... Once you get home, you see family, everything just relaxes. Yeah. Me, I'm a family guy, not like you.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
So, yeah, once you see family, everything just eases off. Yeah. But, yeah, it's been busy. My daughter was having a sports carnival, updating me on her winnings. And, yeah.
But she's winning.
She was
that's
winning.
Good.
Yeah,
that's good. She's that's like, good. That's good.
She's chubby, but she's been running so well this week.
Yeah. It's in the genes, eh?
I think so.
Anyone in their family runs, or it's just she's going to be the first one?
I run.
Where do you run? Into conclusions.
I run.
You run, you hop, step, and jump into conclusions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not really anyone doing professional running in the family, but yeah.
That's good. Happy for her.
Yeah.
Happy for her. Me, I'm just work, you finish work. You go to a cold bed. Okay. It motivates you to wake up very early.
Yeah.
You wake up and then you go again.
Yeah.
But it's been a busy week, I think. It's been a very busy week. Preparing to go away for holiday back home. So, got to put in those extra hours now to get the leave and everything. Okay. You know?
When are you likely to go, though?
In a fortnight, probably in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yep. I'll be home for go see the family, small holiday away, yep. Go recharge.
Exactly.
Before we go again.
Exactly. There's just something about going back home. I don't know how your experience is, but my experience when I just go home, everything, there's just a way I reset.
Yeah.
I reset, my priorities change. Every time I come back, there's just a new pursuit that I have.
Yeah. That's when was the last time you went home?
2022, but
2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like, I went. I was there for 2 weeks though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just 2 weeks.
2 weeks, that, and that in that 2 weeks,
a bit short.
Yeah, in that 2 weeks, I traveled to Nigeria as well.
Well, how do you move from Zambia to Nigeria?
On a plane.
Why?
I had a conference I was attending.
Okay. Yeah. So okay.
Flew to Nigeria, then back to Zambia, then yeah.
Oh, that's good. Even me, I think we've gotten to that stage where you need time away from work and everything, and it's not that time of 3 days to stay home. You need to like go somewhere else, mm-hmm. whether it's a trip away or whether it's back home, so you can actually reset properly. Yeah. Otherwise, your head still is in business. As much exactly. as you're still around that environment.
Yep.
You're not really resetting. You're resting, but you're not really
resetting. You're not resetting. Yeah, I get your point, yeah.
So I think home would be good to go. Check what the year's been. You take what you've done, what you've not done, and then you come and then you start again on a right foot.
Makes sense.
Thursday was a you okay day.
Yeah.
What does that, in your understanding, what is a you okay day?
It's an Australian day, which is just more focused on mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a bit of chat GPT here and there. And
chat GPT is everywhere. Do you know, actually, it's on the new Siri, on the new iPhone.
Yeah.
The 16 that comes out, the chat GPT is embedded.
It's embedded in it.
Yeah.
Though I don't think they've put it in the new iPhones. I'm not so sure. By the way, I've been using the 16.
I thought it's the update that's coming out for that.
Yeah, maybe the update. I've been using the beta version of iOS 18.
How
and
do you get that, actually?
You just register on the Apple I wanted to say on the Apple podcast.
Follow us on Apple podcast.
On the Apple website, you register for it and yeah, they allow you to download it.
Is it free?
Yeah. It's free. Yeah.
Does it come with a lot of bugs?
It does. it's not a fully finished operating system.
Yeah.
So the more you use it, actually you use it and you're also allowed to give feedback to Apple. So there's a section where you give feedback to Apple. So you're helping them as you go.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. That's so smart. I've used it for
how it comes out and it's always good.
Yeah, that's I've used it for a month now, the iOS 18. Yes, it's just really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But without ChatGPT, definitely.
Oh yeah, now without, I think comes the ChatGPT will be with the new phones.
With the new phones and maybe with the new updates.
I don't know if it's going to be on 15. I heard they're discontinuing production of the iPhone 15s. Something like that.
They're continuing production.
Discontinuing the production of iPhone 15s.
Most likely, because everything now is turning AI. Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, we talked about Are You Okay Day. So, yeah. It's an Australian Mental Health Awareness Day held annually, aimed at encouraging people to check in on each other and engage in meaningful conversations to support mental well-being. It usually falls on the second Thursday of September. Mm. Yeah, so pretty much, in my understanding of this, is just, yeah, let's recognizing the day, our mental health day, and checking up on each other. Just, yeah. Are you okay, William? What is happening in your life?
Hey, my life, we'll start crying and sobbing and laughing.
It's a movie. Is it a Nigerian movie? Hey, or a Telemundo, or a Korean movie?
It's a Nigerian Afro cinema.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, it's good to check. Who did you get a chance to check up on other people? That?
Yeah. So that day I was working and my boss was not there. So I was the one, like, when my boss is not there, I'm the one that takes over. So I was checking up on my,
that's
on
good.
The staff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just checking
what about
up on the
outside,
guys and
outside work.
Outside work, yeah, family. Yeah. Checking up on family and friends.
Good. Even me,
and
I think there. I did yeah. quite a bit of that with some of my family that haven't. I was more, especially with those that I have not spoken to in a very long time.
Yep.
Just hit them up and say, hi, how are you? And how's everything? It's not like, are you okay day? It's just checking up and see how everything is, you know? Because I think the ones you don't speak to, they're the ones you probably are the last one to think about.
Yep.
Like the everyday people, are you okay? I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. But the guys you haven't spoken to in a couple of, even months, you know, months go by and you've not spoken to them. So you just say, I think I did a few of those, said hi and had a conversation. Felt good, actually.
It does feel good. But again, there's a difference with, you come in, I see you, like, ah, William, how are you? And you say, I'm okay. There's that now, dude, are you really okay? Like, what's really happening in your life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
because some people, especially men,
yeah,
we are not always open to these conversations, especially conversations that concern our feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We rarely have them because we don't, let me speak for myself.
Yeah.
I don't know how to have them.
Okay.
Because you never taught how to have them. So it feels foreign, you know? It feels strange when you talk about your feelings with another man.
True.
And he's just checking up on you, you know?
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know what we can do there, but that's just from my point of view.
Yeah, I think taking down the curtains of stigma is one of the ways we can start by, we have to make sure that people know that it's okay to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay to talk about these things. And the more we talk about them, the easier it gets on our side.
Over time.
Yeah, but again, the question is, how much can you reveal?
Yeah, before it comes back at you.
How much can you give away before it comes back
to
you?
It's the same thing as you go to a bar and you're drinking. And the one person you've never, you know, like the men will understand this.
Yep.
You go to a bar, you start drinking, you make friends at the bar, right?
Yeah.
That person that you just met, you probably end up sharing one of the deepest things compared to like your friendship.
Yeah.
Because people you know, fear of being judged, that fear of it will come back to you. You know how you say something and then in a vulnerable position and then it comes, gets thrown
it's
back.
It's used
at
against you,
It uses against you. You fear that a lot and that really stops you from engaging in those sorts of conversation.
Yeah.
But we must, I think we must break it down as men because there's so many, I think there was the suicide rates of men had grown, I think over the year because of just mental health and comes down to them fighting their own battles by themselves.
Yep. Yeah.
So how would you encourage someone who wants to, who's going through it but doesn't know how to approach it or how to move?
Yeah, like we said, one of the first things is just conversations. Talk to people you trust.
What if you don't have that? Because not many people have the at least you can say you have your partner. Mm-hmm. You can go and be vulnerable too, you know?
Yeah, but
not many people have that other person where they can be like, come on, let's sit down. This and this is happening in my life. I don't want you to feel sorry for me, but I want you to know what's going on, you know?
True. Yeah, it's I like the way you've put it. Okay, yeah, I've got a partner, but do you know that at times it's not really easy even to talk to your partner? For me, just to put it out there, for me, I'm okay with my partner. We talk.
Yeah.
But just putting it out there are some people that actually can't talk to their partners. All right. Yeah, but to get down to it, I think there are certain things that you just have to have around you that help you just to, what can I say, decompress, kind of?
Yeah.
Yep. You laughed at me earlier, but I do run, of course. I do run.
That's your way of decompressing.
I run, and when I'm doing runs like 5Ks or 10K, jogging is not really running, I'd say. I'm not Noah Lyles, no. 10K run, like when I do my 5Ks, I run without music.
Really?
Yeah. When I run without music, I take time to think of things. At times, I can begin a run with a question on my mind. Yeah. By the time I'm done with my run, I've got answers.
Ah.
Yeah, like I take time to think of things like the pros and cons of things. I become my own judge. Mm. I play the devil's advocate with myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do that.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Like today, let's say we have a conversation. I piss you off.
Yeah.
I'll start going through all the conversation that we had.
Yeah.
Of course, I said William is, okay, this is an example. I say William is fat.
Yeah.
Okay. And William got upset.
Yeah.
And by the end of the day, I was telling William, but William, I was just joking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I start playing the devil's advocate with myself. I'm like, but I should have, I'm the one who's supposed to apologize to William. Even if... he got upset, even if maybe it's even him that started the fight. I have those conversations with myself and I play devil's advocate, and by the end of the day I get an answer to it.
So it's that outlet. Me, I don't really have. I have, but it's like the gym, you know how you go gym? But I don't do it without headphones.
You have to listen to music.
I have to listen to music because sometimes it just or when you're out and about or when you're just relaxing, it's just put music and then just drown in your thoughts with music and all that. I think that helps. But for other people that are out there, I don't know, find a friend.
Yeah.
Find
methods of decompressing.
Yeah. You can cry. It's not a sign of weakness to cry.
Seeking professional help.
I think there are free counselors that help out, sponsored by the government and all that. So there's so many of them. First few sessions is free. So, crying is not a sign of weakness. Tyrese cries almost every time.
Yep.
People laugh at him, but he's actually letting out. Mm-hmm. He's actually relaxing.
True.
He's actually clearing his mind of whatever he's saying.
Yep.
You know? So, don't be scared to cry. Find a friend to talk to, and those professionals.
Yep. Yeah. I'm a church guy as well, so one of the things I do is pray.
Yeah,
I pray and listen to. Yeah, I believe in prayer.
Yeah,
read the Word of God, listen to gospel songs and just gets me somewhere, because I believe God created us.
Yeah.
It's like Toyota made a Camry, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever faults a Camry has, Toyota's got the answers.
Yes.
God created us. Whatever issues that we have, He's got answers. Yeah.
God on your knees and you'll get He's your answers, got the answers eventually. Yeah, that's good. I'm actually very, in terms of not very religious, but I believe, like my belief is there, and I've been doing it intentionally this year, just getting closer, working towards that, working with that. So yeah, no, I think that's a good way of starting. And from Are You Okay Day, we've talked about friends. There's those toxic friends and ambivalent
friends.
Yeah. I think we'll start by defining them. Toxic friends are pretty much the friends that do not want to see you shine.
Yep.
They want to make you feel bad,
mm-hmm.
or like whenever they can, right? Yep. So like your happiness is their kryptonite, and mm-hmm. vice versa. When you're sad, they're happy.
Yep.
So when they're happy, their happiness is to make you feel sad. And that's mm-hmm. a toxic friend, you know?
Yep.
What is an ambivalent friend for the audience to understand?
Ambivalent friends. Yes, ChatGPT again to the rescue. Again. Here I am. All right, where is that? Yeah, so ambivalent friend is someone you may enjoy spending time with on occasion, but who also causes stress. Who causes stress, discomfort, or uncertainty. So these friendships can be complicated because they involve both positive and negative interactions, leading to feelings of confusion or frustrations. So these are people you like spending time with.
Yeah,
they are cool, but they are not really good for health, because it can go south very quick with them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They can lead you to a dangerous path, but you enjoy spending time with them.
Yeah,
yeah. So.
Who do you think is more dangerous? They're both very negative.
They're both dangerous, though.
Yeah, but who's most dangerous? Who carries the crown of dangerous?
I'll give you my experience. My experience, I think I can easily get rid of a toxic friend.
Mm.
Yeah, I can easily get rid of a toxic friend. But an ambivalent friend gives that high again.
But, okay.
You want to be with them.
Yeah.
When I was young, I had this friend.
Yeah.
He was way older than me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This guy had, from one of his legs, from knee down, he didn't have a leg.
Was it like amputated? Or
amputated, like, yeah. So he used to have a crutch. But this guy had game, you know what I mean? Like, he was the most interesting guy to be with.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I used to chill with him so much. I didn't know that actually he was grooming me to go and help him steal something.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said grooming, my head went.
Ah, hey, come on.
Hey, I thought, do you want to talk about
no.
it? No. Hey. I was almost not qualified to have that conversation.
Yeah, he was more like grooming me to steal something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, and apparently, every time he comes to pick me up, my mom used to see something about him.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't really trust that guy.
I don't like
should just make it plain and clear.
Moms have that sixth sense where they've don't got it. Like one.
Yeah.
You try to explain to them, like, no, he's a good friend. He's a good... They just don't like...
Yeah.
That... Yeah.
Yeah, she just had it in her. But... And thank God... That's the time now when I was in year seven then. Year seven, like I think I was 12, 14. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I moved to a boarding school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how we broke that friendship. Yeah. But after I moved, when I just came back for holidays, that's when now people are updating me. Like when you left, this guy actually became close friends with one of your friends and he helped him steal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Especially now, it just made sense. Afterwards. Everything, yeah. So what I'm trying to say now is that...
Did they get caught?
He actually got caught. Okay. Yeah, got caught and he spent some time in prison. But the young guy wasn't put in... No, he wasn't put... The young guy, my friend, was not put in prison.
Okay.
It's just him who was put in prison because he actually had a record, a previous record, yeah.
So he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he knew what he was doing. He was just a normal... I mean...
It's the... what's that Michael Scofield thing we talked about?
Game theory.
It's the game theory.
Yeah, the game theory. You just knew he had a plan for this
guy. He had a plan for all along. Yeah. Feelings are not involved. Yeah. He knows how to pull your strings and...
Exactly. Yeah.
To get what he wants.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And yeah. So I feel ambivalent friends are not really easy to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because they've got these positives and you want to be with them. But when... it goes south with them, it goes south so quick, and they can lead you into a toxic path.
And I think that's what makes it worse.
It does.
That's exactly what makes it does. That's what makes it worse. Because it's that you love spending time with them.
Yep.
You love being around them. Mm-hmm. You love, like, if you're chilling, you'd be like, what is so-and-so doing? I go chill with them. But you know they are not good for you. They're leading you in the wrong path.
True.
But it's just the high is just... too much.
It's like too much.
It's too good to shy away from. Because now you don't want to feel like the bad person, you know?
Sure.
But those types of friendships, how do you... if you're in one, how do you how do you discern it?
At times, you know, I think when you... I think... I don't know whether it's normal for everyone, but for me, most of the days, especially days that are eventful... before I sleep, I always like go through the day how it was.
Yeah.
And at times when I go through those, especially at the end of the day, I'm like, I just rewind. How was my day? Who did I talk to? That person was fun. You know what I mean? And I'll tell myself, that wasn't really cool. It was fun, but it wasn't really cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I go through those mental evaluations with myself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. By the end of the... I don't know if you do that.
I have never done that.
Really?
In my life.
Okay.
At the end of the day, you eat and sleep. There's more chances of me thinking about... unless it's something eventful that has happened.
Yeah, like, that's why I said like eventful days, especially eventful days. I just reevaluate them. Yeah.
Ah.
And yeah, sometimes it's okay to have conversations with yourself and just... like we mentioned earlier, have conversations with yourself and just say, okay, this is wrong, this is right, this has to stop, this has to continue.
Yeah.
I have to push more on this and I have to reduce on that. So, yeah.
And you can't lie to yourself.
You can't lie to yourself. Some people, what do you call that? They're in denial. Some people are in denial. They'll
but
tend to lie.
Deep down, you know yourself.
Yeah, deep down,
I think
yeah.
that conversation with yourself is very important because... deep down, once you have that conversation, you know you're playing yourself.
Yeah.
Like if it's just you and yourself, if you try so much to defend a certain thing within yourself, you should know you're pretty much moving in the wrong direction.
Exactly. Yeah.
In the wrong. And a good way of telling those type of friends is the friends that you never know where you stand with them.
Yeah.
Emotionally, it's like, do you know whether they'll do something for you or they'll be there for you and all that. And if those types of friends you don't know but you like being around them,
yeah,
I think that's a good indicator.
It is.
Start walking in the other direction to save yourself the heartache at the end of it.
Yeah, leave. I'm walking away from these troubles.
Troubles. You have to.
Yeah.
Okay. What's happened over... there's this... Are you a big sports fan?
Depends on the sports. I like basketball.
Basketball?
Yeah. Football? Soccer. Football is soccer?
Yeah.
Soccer, I just watch it on Facebook comments.
So you Facebook don't, you comments don't, you don't and follow. You don't follow
no.
at all.
I'm not an ardent follower, no.
I'm an ardent follower, and it's back to that time.
Yeah.
Especially this time of the season, our football teams dictate how our week goes.
Okay.
Quickly. Yep. And so far, this today, I'm an Arsenal fan. Yay, Arsenal.
Yeah, I think I watched a lot of Arsenal matches last year on Facebook.
They always done that up very, very
well. I was asking the elephant on the tree.
Yes. So how we have a London derby tonight, okay. And I'm telling you, our boys are injured.
Oh no.
Our boys are injured, yeah. Our midfielder Declan has a red card, so he's not playing this game. Our attacking midfielder, our captain, got injured over the international break.
Oh no.
We can't lose tonight, man.
Who are you playing against?
Tottenham.
Oh.
We can't lose to Tottenham. Okay. I'd feel so, oh my God, I don't even know how.
Tottenham, that's the team. I think I'm thinking Manchester City.
And coaches, the Australian coach.
Okay.
Yeah. Tottenham are terrible. They're shit. I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
I just hope we don't lose to them. They're okay.
Yep.
But we can't. We drew because of the. Because of the red card, we almost lost that game.
Okay.
But we ended up drawing. We can't afford to draw again because Manchester City have been winning.
Mm-hmm.
And their main striker, Haaland, has been scoring a goal, two goals, three goals, a goal, two goals, hat-trick.
Yeah.
He already has two hat-tricks and we're only on the fourth game of the season.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Two hat-tricks, back-to-back games. Yesterday, he had two goals.
Boy, he scored two goals. Yeah.
He's two goals, I think, first half. So it's very close. Wow. He could have gotten a hat-trick either way. I didn't watch the game, so I don't know how that went.
Yeah.
So you can imagine somebody scoring like that. You can't beat them.
Mm-hmm.
You can't afford to give yourself the distance between them and you and them.
Yep.
So hopefully, go Arsenal, man. Hopefully we win.
Yeah, we'll pray for you guys to win.
Mental health does not require a loss right now, man.
Okay.
I would sleep in my room with my curtains all the way closed because I can't. And then you wake up tomorrow to go to work. Yeah.
All the best, Team Arsenal.
Yes.
You go and win. Yeah.
They better. Just for our own sakes.
Yeah.
It's so funny that... women are not happy for each other.
Pretty much women don't support women, bro.
Why are they their own enemies?
I don't know. It's a very good observation and good topic, really. Women really don't support each other. The way they come out on social media, they'll be like, yeah, women supporting women. No, they don't.
They hate each other.
They do a lot, yeah.
And it's... this is not an example of it, but an example of it is when so Tyler won
VMA?
VMA, a Video Music Award for her song Water.
Yep.
And then when she got presented to it, she said, "Oh, this is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please hold it for me?" The closest person to her.
Mm-hmm.
Was Hailey Bailey, yeah. She just looked at it, holding her hands right here.
Scornfully.
Just looked, and then the guy was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. People, of course, the internet, of course, blew it out.
Yeah, exactly. Such things blow up the internet, man.
They blow it out of proportion, but how? Why? How does that look? How...
To be honest with you, I see things on the internet.
Yeah.
My opinion is not always the internet's opinion. Because to me, that's all right. It's okay.
It's heavy.
Some things are heavy. I've won awards before. That are just
running.
Too heavy to lift.
For your running.
Yeah, but some things can be, it can be a thing that's manufactured in a heavy way, and she's a tiny chick, that one. Maybe she could have lift it and help me.
I don't see the problem with asking for help.
Yeah.
The problem is, like, she's the closest. Why doesn't she even...
Oh, so she
even
was meant...
Even reach out, the Haley. Why doesn't she even reach
out? Okay, give me the context of the internet. What is the internet thinking? Was she meant to give it to Halle Berry to hold it?
Yes, because Haley is the closest one. It's an awards, right? So yeah. She got presented awards by Hailey and another guy.
Hailey Bailey is big. She's big. Maybe she would have said no.
She's not. What do you mean is big?
She's big as in she's a celebrity. She's an A-list celebrity, that one.
Yes. Yeah. That's why she was presenting the award.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's two of them. What happens at VMAs is they get famous people to present another famous person on an award. Mm-hmm. So this time was Hailey Bailey and another guy. I don't know who the guy was. I actually can't remember.
Yeah.
So they come, call, and the winner is Tyler. Da, da, da. Yeah. She comes, given the award.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh, another award. This one's heavy. Can you... Pulls it, like, kind of just...
Yeah, please hold it for me.
And considering she's the first person, she just puts her hands like that.
Mm.
And my problem is not with Tyler asking for help. My problem is, if you're the first person here, why don't you just...
Give it to...
Hold it for her. Mm-hmm. Your other friend has to come from this side over you to come hold it for her.
Yeah. Wow. Like I said, my opinion is not always the internet's opinion. For me, I'm easygoing, man.
Yes.
A lot of things don't faze me. What people will be talking about on the internet, I'm like, that's nothing.
So for you, that's just...
It's one of those things, man.
But she's getting so much. It's just funny. Mm. You know when you go Black Twitter and then you start checking out
the memes, I hear Black Twitter's got his own mind as well.
Hey, I'm telling you, the day you feel low, you go on Twitter and there's just the way the memes. And then the good thing is, like, once you get one meme, it starts
it keeps on going
and going. And I think one of the funniest one I saw was the one I don't know if I show you this. I told you this. The one that, what's the worst she's going to say? I just told you about it. Yeah. She's like, you're like, you know, your batch of friends. You go when you're on your night out.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you know how you like give yourself the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, hey, what's the worst she's going to say? Nah, you're like, bros are just gassing you up. Like, what she's going to say is no.
Exactly.
And yeah, so you know what? I'll go approach. And then you go approach, you reach her, and then she says, ew.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the internet is
it's a strange place.
Imagine that
in
real life.
Yeah, it's something.
I would open the ground.
And just try to sink in it. I think, it's talking about mental health and such scenarios, we also have to learn how to handle rejection, man. Because some people rejection gets them to a point where they can even self-harm, you know. You have to be on top of your game. William, one of the things which I always tell people is know yourself.
Yeah.
If you know yourself, you can win 1,000 battles.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I tell you that most of the things can't faze me, because I know myself. I know where I stand in life.
Yeah.
If somebody rejects me today, I know that there'll be somebody tomorrow that will pick me up.
Mm.
Yeah. So we have to know how to handle rejection.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, and if you know how to handle rejection, you try to dare more things in life.
Ah.
Yeah. There's an article which I read a long time ago. It was titled Fail Better.
Felt
better.
Okay.
Do you know one of the things Elon Musk encourages at SpaceX is that when they send a shuttle in the air in space, and when it blows up, they even clap? Okay. Why do they clap? Because they know that that's something they're going to learn from. Okay. So they believe that every failure will lead them to more success.
To more success.
Okay. So they take time now to... think about it. Where did we go wrong? And fix those areas where they went wrong.
But what gets to the point where you feel like the failures are too much?
No, that's when you go and...
The failures are compounding.
Yeah. You go and re-strategize. You go and think through things and change your strategy.
You make it sound so easy.
It's years of growth.
Yeah.
But... people have to learn to think different.
Yeah.
Okay. There's the problem with social media now is put us in one room.
Mm.
More like, okay, we are all in one room and we don't see what's outside through the windows.
Yeah.
But that's why every time when I'm like having exams,
yeah,
I turn off social media, like even for a month or two.
You go on like
I turn it off, because if you notice right now, when you hold your phone, do you know that the first thing you're going to go for is social media? You're going to see if there are any notifications,
yeah.
Social media, WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Okay. So the time, every time when I'm like busy doing something which needs focus, I turn off my social media platforms. The first week I'll be in denial. Every time I hold my phone, I'll try to to go straight to social media. Yeah. That's where my dopamine leads. Okay. Automatically just leads me there. But social media has put us in one room where now we all think that when I don't have this,
yeah,
then I'm missing out. There's that fear of missing out, FOMO, whatever people call it.
Yeah,
there's that fear of missing out, and that fear also of rejection,
yeah,
where people think rejection is like, if this person says no to me today, then I'm not good enough. No.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might not really be good enough. So you have to go back and do some homework.
Yeah.
Restrategize. Come back and come back strong.
Yeah, that's
okay. True. Yeah, it's
that's nuggets right
yeah.
there. That's powerful. Yeah. I need to stay close to you. I'll between now and December, it's gonna be a different person. I'll write my own book by February.
So yeah, there's one thing which one of my friends said. I told you last time. I think I told you about it.
What's that?
One of my friends, his name is Elson. He's got a podcast as well. I think I've introduced you to that Zed podcast.
Yes,
podcast. And yeah. you told me that they're not posting.
I've seen it now because I don't watch. I usually listen.
Yeah.
So yeah,
they were not posting on Apple Podcasts. Were they?
Yes.
Okay,
no, but now they've started.
I've
seen, yeah.
All right. So one of my mates, I don't know if I can call him my friend or, I regard him as my friend, but I don't know if he regards me as his friend. Yeah. So he says attention feels like love when you were not raised from love. Yeah, okay. Attention feels like love when you are not raised from love.
Okay.
So there's certain attention that you put up a picture on social media, no one is liking it, and you end up thinking as if people don't like you.
Yeah.
Or you dress in a certain way that you think that, okay, today I'm looking dapper, yeah, and nobody says you're looking good. How do you feel?
Not good.
You feel like people don't love you.
People don't, but
the more people say you look good and you start feeling as if people love you, which you're not supposed to go to that space as a human being. You have to know yourself. Okay.
Where you can work out whether they like or not.
Yeah.
You know, it looks good.
Yeah. I'm here. Even if and the question now is, when we post stuff on social media, what's our intention?
To show
our friends,
yeah,
where we went, how we went, with the fun we had,
yeah,
but now it's become a thing of to get likes, and if people don't like it, certain people start feeling as if
business. There's people running business. People who are
I'm talking on the individual social media, like my social media, your social media.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe yours is a company. Mine is just.
We're getting it.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
I think the intentionality behind it and that confusion between attention for love.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of attention and you think it's love.
You think it's love. Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Is it?
There's,
I think it's different, man.
There's a lot. Because you don't know how to know the difference between love. You're getting attention. If you get constant attention from one particular person, it shows they care about you.
Yeah. But it doesn't automatically mean that they love you.
But it starts there.
Once you
start thinking, okay, they care about me, week one, week two. By the time it hits week five, we're still talking. Okay, now they love me.
True.
That delusional mind of yours is now working overtime. You know?
Exactly.
But you don't. Okay, that's actually powerful. If you didn't grow from love. That means you didn't see love around.
You didn't see love around you. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That's something that can also affect people's mental health as they grow, because they want a certain nurturing and it's not there. Yeah. And some people do certain wrong vices just to get it.
Yeah.
They don't and get it. They go deeper.
But it's not their fault because they don't know what love is. They just want that attention. It's just like growing up in less privileged house where it's like you kind of have to work hard.
Yep.
That's why they get into crime to get the money, and they've not been taught how to work hard, mm-hmm. how to make money without going into crime. They have not been taught how to have a family that is not broken, you know?
Yep.
So if you don't see that, there's very high chances you won't. If your parents broke up and your, let's say your dad is having multiple women around, that is pretty much what you will do, because that is the first person you
That's you like see, your first you instinct think, as you're
you
growing.
You think that is okay,
mm-hmm.
because you've not been told that's bad and everything.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It's tough. It's tough if you haven't grown from love.
Tough. It is.
That I think having that mental conversation with yourself will help you see it and notice it.
Mm-hmm.
But some things you just notice it as you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. This is one of the things. Okay, people think different. That I can qualify.
Yeah.
But even as you grow, there are certain things which you have to think that, okay, such a aspect is not there in my life.
Mm.
How can I find it? How can I cultivate it?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want love, you have to give love.
But you don't know how to.
You don't know how to. Yeah.
It's like loving a person. Mm. If you're loving a lady, two ladies are not the same. They can't be loved the same.
Yeah.
One would like more attention from you. One would like more gifts from you. Yeah. One would like just for you to provide and tell her nice things. You know? It's a whole learning process as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah, right.
It's a whole learning process. So, I don't know. If you want love, you have to give love. But
you don't know if you don't know what to give.
If you don't know what to give, what do you do? You keep trying until one day it's just.
Yeah.
They say it's love.
Exactly. That's why, man. Me personally, that's why I always give props to the Word of God, to the Bible, because you know that. The Bible has got everything. That's why there's a scripture that says that it's got everything that pertains to life and godliness. Mm. Okay. It's got everything. So even those aspects of love, if you go in the Bible, you'll find them. Mm-hmm. You'll find what to do. You'll find steps to take.
Okay.
That's why we're encouraged to read more of it and meditate on it. Yeah. And as you do that, you have good success.
True.
As you do that, you know yourself. Mm. Okay. William, knowing oneself is everything. Knowing yourself and knowing your worth is everything.
I will get on that road. I think I am. It's a work in progress for everyone.
Yep.
Let me speak for myself personally.
Oh,
you get to know yourself and discover yourself every time. Because even if we push it back like 5 years ago, I would approach conversations differently. Let's say it's with other people that you don't know, and you might be shy. You think they'll blow you off, so you come from that perspective of, I really need them to help me out with this and all that. But now, if I need help, it's more like you come from the perspective of, okay, I may need you guys to do this and this for me, but I am able to do the other part for me. So it's like you come from a different point of view, and that's just knowing yourself and knowing your worth and knowing what to do, even with work, even with like our gigs that we do.
Mm-hmm.
You just know, you go to that with a certain amount, knowing that this is me. I have put in enough work to know that I need, for example, this amount of money to do a certain type of job, whether it's a photography, even for a birthday. Before, you'd start by how much do you have, you're negotiating, taking the list, and you feel like they're doing you a favor.
Yep.
But it's just, I think that knowing yourself is very important.
It is important.
It's an everyday growth.
Yeah.
It's you're learning.
Yeah.
But you hear it. You don't even hear it from us. You hear it from women mostly. Oh, I know my worth.
Yeah.
I think they just throw it around.
Yeah, a good percentage of them, they don't even know their
they
worth.
They throw it around. You want...
They say, I know my worth, I know my worth. You take them out and ask them, what do you want to eat? And they say, I want to eat anything. Make decisions. Be specific. What if you know yourself, then what do you want?
Yeah.
If I know myself, I will know what I want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Expensive okay. stuff. Expensive gifts. Yes, they can't buy it. They can't buy it for themselves. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, one of the things is I grew up with my mom only,
yeah.
but my dad was there.
Same.
In another city. Mm-hmm. So I always thought there was something lacking in me.
Yeah.
Especially, I used to ask myself questions like, if I've got kids, what sort of a dad am I going to be? Because I haven't grown up with a dad. I don't know how to be a dad. Okay. Now, one of the things which I started doing is observing. Just see, when school's closed, I go live with my cousins. I see how their dad is treating them, his approach. Okay. I always see these things and I always tell myself, I want to be better than that. I want to do more. I want to listen more.
Did you do that while growing up or did you compound all that after you've grown and be like, I've seen this and this?
Mostly after I've grown up, after compounding things now. But I think there was always that thing behind my brain also, seeing and observing things and like, yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things, if this goes wrong, just edit it out anyway. Do you know that most men are not well toilet trained?
What do you mean toilet trained?
Most men,
yeah,
they don't know how best to use a bloody toilet. A simple bloody toilet. Just getting into that bloody room and you want to pee, lifting up that thing, the toilet seat and pee.
You have to lift it up. There's no such thing as you have to lift it up to use it. No, now you're just doing too much, man. Now you're just doing too... There's no way you have to lift it up to use. If you can pee and aim in the middle, you aim,
you
man.
Go in the bloody toilet. Yeah. You lift it up. They lift up the toilet seat. You pee. After you pee, you put it down.
Why?
And go. Okay, let's go for example. You go in the toilet, you pee, and some of the urine drops around the toilet seat. You wipe it quite right. Do you know that somebody's coming to sit on there? And do you want them to sit on your urine?
I've wiped it.
With what? A bloody tissue.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's more hygienic if you just lift it up and use the toilet.
If you go for a number two, you wipe yourself. You don't wash yourself. No. You wipe yourself and you walk out.
So that means people are sitting on your urine.
It's not okay. If you say it like that, it sounds terrible. It's actually terrible. I've cleaned it. It was a droplet. Do you want us to wash the seat?
No, lift it up. If there's a bloody tissue, public toilet, get a tissue, lift it up, pee. After you pee, put it down.
I didn't know that. I think that's just doing too much.
Flush the bloody toilet. So. My friend and I were flying from... Actually, I was flying from Dubai to Zambia.
Yeah.
2022. Yeah. So, I was... You know how when you go and you want to sit down... you find your seat is actually allocated on those three seats.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Oh, Lord.
And there were a bit of... All of us have had good bodies, you know what I mean? So, there was that touching each other and it... I was traveling alone. Okay, uh-huh. The story begins. Me, I was traveling alone.
Okay.
Then, I was like, okay, this is not comfortable. Uh-huh. And the air hostess actually told me that actually the plane is not full.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I stopped them. I was like, is this how we're going to sit? Then they told me the plane is not full.
Yeah.
So I had to move from where I was. I went to the two seater, uh-huh. and the guy that was seated there.
Yeah.
Looked at me and said, Joseph, how are you? And I was like, who are you? And it was actually a guy from my high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so where you moved to?
Where I moved to.
Okay.
Dude, the flight, I think, was 7 hours.
Mm.
We spoke for the wrestle the 7 hours, just catching up with this dude. Yes. But one of the most interesting conversation we had is, in that plane, in that aircraft, you go use a bloody toilet.
Yeah.
There was urine bloody everywhere, man. Then we started having a conversation, my friend. You know, why is it that this, you expect a plane to be a place where people have got a certain kind of class, you know what I mean? But urine is everywhere. And one of the things we concluded is that actually men are not well toilet trained. Women are. Because them is easy.
Their toilet stinks. Their toilets stink more than ours.
But at least they know, I think they know better to use a toilet than men do.
That one I'd bet you differ.
I grew up in a family of five boys.
No option but to sit down.
Exactly. Maybe. I grew up in a family of five boys.
Yeah.
Okay. And the lectures were always coming to the boys. You guys, why?
Your bathroom.
Why is this the aiming? What's the issue with the aiming for you guys?
Your bathroom.
And you know, as you go on, you realize that, okay, actually.
Now I can relate.
At least I've passed some knowledge.
So I learn every time I
So you know what I've observed? Mm-hmm. I've been to meeting with very important people. Yeah. And let's say it's a meeting of like 10 managers, okay? Yeah. You're just managers and men.
Big wigs.
And you find that the toilets too, there are people that are peeing on the floor and you're like, okay, do it. Yeah. So, yeah, even high-class men, and most of them. Anyway,
if you see something like that, you look at them a different way, right?
You look at them in a different way, like, you read the room like this podcast.
like the podcast.
Yeah.
No, okay.
So, yeah, that's you can edit it.
No. I'm leaving that in for the audience to know. Do you know how to use your toilets?
Men, especially. Bloody men.
Especially men. Even the women that prefer to stand.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
No, thank you. Thank you for coming. We are about to wrap it up.
How many minutes have we gone?
We have gone an hour.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What did I tell you?
Wow. It's
almost an hour, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Before we go, let me ask you this on your way out. Thank you for coming, actually. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having
really,
me.
Really mean it. You'll come again and again and again. You play Monopoly, right? You played Monopoly before?
A long time ago.
Okay. There's a
I remember is a community chest, I think.
Get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
If you get that in real life, what are you doing?
Get out of jail free card.
Yeah. Like, you can do anything, but you won't be put in jail. You have one chance of doing something heinous, but obviously illegal, and you won't be put in jail. What are you doing?
Heinous.
It doesn't have to be, but I'm just saying.
More like a punishment, kind of. Like something that would be difficult to do, is it?
Whatever you do and is illegal. Stealing is illegal. You get caught for theft, you're in prison.
Yeah.
Burglary, you're put in prison.
Yeah.
Fighting, of course, you're put in jail.
Yeah.
But this is, you have one chance of doing that, and you won't be put in jail.
William, why are you doing this to me? Okay, give me options.
There's no options. It's like there's a plethora of choices. You can go crazy.
Wow.
As much as you want. There's guys that go. It's like the Purge.
Yeah.
The Purge is the day of the Purge. That night, it's law free.
Mm-hmm.
So there's guys that go to steal. There's guys that go break into the Lambo and drive cars. There's guys that go steal the bank.
I can steal
there's
a Lambo.
There's guys that kill people. Yeah. That's the day they edges, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah.
I can steal a Lambo and drive to Albany. And it's a car chase.
Long drive.
Yeah. Having a car chase. But provided they won't arrest me by the end of the car chase.
Oh, that's
I think that can be exhilarating. Driving, though I think the fuel can finish on you. But driving a Lambo to Albany, just imagine.
6 hour car chase.
Oh, have you heard of that? The longest road in Australia, uninterrupted. Like, no, not really the longest, but there's a road in Australia. I don't know which part, but there is no speed limit to that road. You've heard of it?
It's the one, if you're going over east from here, I think you go through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to drive a Lambo in that road.
But straight is... Okay.
Yeah. Drive a Lambo, a Bugatti in that road.
Just feel the power.
Feel the power.
Highway 1.
Highway 1? Okay.
Longest national highway network in the world.
Speed limit? Is it the same one? There's one highway that goes around the whole of Australia. That's not the one, though. But there's one, I think it's almost 400 kilometers.
Yeah.
Without no speed limit.
Northern Territory section of the Stuart Highway.
Stuart Highway.
Stuart Highway.
Yeah.
Is.
Yeah, that's the one.
So in the section that is in Northern Territory, there's no speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, man. You can go wild on that road.
If you're going towards Alice Springs, there, it's around there.
Yeah, you can go wild.
So that you just need a
just
car
drive your favorite car in that road.
That is not illegal because there's no speed limit. You can just drive, unless you
with a stolen car. With a stolen car, yeah, a stolen Lambo, yeah. And by the end of the ride, the owner will just give me a slap. A good slap, and that would be it.
They can't slap you. Cause
just give them both cheeks. They want to slap you on one, but you give them the other one as well.
No, thank
for
you.
For good measure.
Let me think. What's the one illegal thing I would do and not get caught?
Oh, hacking into someone's phone. Who would you like to hack into? But no. I wouldn't like to hack into my partner's phone.
No, partner.
Yeah, I respect my partner that
it's
much.
It's the same thing of you will find what you're looking for.
Yeah, I think even just on the part of respecting. I don't check my wife's phone. I have the password.
I don't check my partner's
my
phone.
My daughter is 7.
Yeah.
I bought her a phone. If there are parents out there shouting at me, that's their problem. Uh-huh. I bought her a phone.
Yeah.
Her, my wife, and I, we use the same password.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how you have to check, of course.
My daughter definitely
checked. That you have to. But the missus, no. The partners I've had have not gone through their phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to.
Yeah, it's...
My phone has been gone through a couple of times.
Yeah.
Nothing has been found.
Okay.
But it's like, after you go through my phone, I think you feel like an idiot.
Okay, but when you say nothing has been found, is it that you deleted?
It's not deleting. Is there was nothing there.
There was nothing there, okay.
But you just didn't believe me.
Mm.
So it's like, yeah, okay.
A good person is a bad person who's not caught.
If you don't believe me, here's my phone. Go through it. Yeah. I've unlocked, you know, the passwords. Go crazy.
True.
Go up and down. Even go through the settings, Wi-Fi. You can check everything. There's nothing there that would promote whatever is the allegations that I have, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that would happen, but I don't
know. So that's the phone you showed to your partner. How about that one you keep under your spare
under
seat?
The mattress. That one
you keep under your spare
out.
Tire.
That one they'll never find out.
Yeah.
That's my burner phone.
That's your burner phone.
That's my burner
but
phone.
People do crazy things in life, hey?
I would do crazy things.
Yeah.
But I think the one thing I would do is, I would not kill. I think kill is very extreme. I think just bash. You know, like grab a bat and then just either destroy a house or a car.
That can be exhilarating.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I would do that.
Yeah. Do you know that there's a
even a person in between walks in?
Yeah,
they don't die though. You just beat them enough to.
Nah, I wouldn't want to hit someone.
House, you just rage.
But there's a type of therapy I've seen where they just put you in a room, protective gear, and protective glasses and just give you a hammer I've actually been destroying stuff.
It's called a rage room.
Is it? Okay.
Rage room.
I think that can be cool.
I've been thinking of doing that.
Yeah, that can be cool.
If we set that up, we can actually do it. Yeah. That might be fun.
That's fun.
But yeah, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
That was a special episode of the Read the Room podcast, episode 19 or 20, somewhere there. But it's the mental health. We dove into that. Thank you for listening this far, if you're still here with us. It's your host today, Kisaka_BabyK himself. Follow us on our socials. Read the Room podcast on YouTube, _readtheroompodcast. Read the Room podcast on all listening platforms. The link is in my bio. Follow. If you have any more questions, just keep sending. If you need someone to talk to, slide in the DMs. And yeah, we can talk and help each other, promote each other's mental health. I think that's very important. Have the conversation. Ask your friends, your family, how they're doing. And yeah, we keep moving. Yep. Anything to say before we close?
Yeah, keep safe. Take care of yourself and know yourself. That's the most important thing.
Know yourself. Thank you, Joseph.
Go and find out who you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
See you.